Good morning. My name is Valerie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the National Housing Policy Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the pound key. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to our host, Mr. Fernando Abarthala. Sir, you may begin.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. I would like to start this conference. Here with myself is the Secretary of Territorial and Urban Development, Mr. Jorge Ramirez Marín. Jorge Ramirez Marín will make the initial introduction to this conference. Thank you, Secretary.
Thank you, Subsecretary. Good morning. Welcome to the Mexican Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Agricultural, Territory, and Urban Development, SEDATU for short. This conference call is for present to you. Last Monday, the President of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, made a presentation to introduce his administration national housing policy. We want to take the opportunity of having you on the line today to relay his main message, expand on some issues, and take some of your questions. Main objective. It is very important. This administration is committed to the objective of fostering development and achieving greater prosperity for Mexico. Housing is not only an important component for achieving this goal, but also a right enshrined in our Constitution. Our vision for the future of the housing sector in Mexico is based in four main elements. Number one, better coordination between government agencies by ensuring a coherent and stable policy environment, coordinating all government agencies under a newly created ministry, SEDATU, that will also coordinate with the state and local governments and will ensure policy consistency and stability across time. Second, a more sustainable urban development model. By using the policy instrument and the disposal of the federal government, mainly financing and subsidized, to not only increase access to housing, but to ensure that such housing is built according to good urban planning guidelines that will ensure its sustainability, leading to increased value. Three, reducing the housing deficit by continuing support for a robust process of new home building and other solutions to eliminate the still large housing deficit. And four, access to a dignified home. A house is not a home unless it is all the basic services and it's part of an environment that allows it to improve the quality of life of the family living within. Well, I want to explain the number one. Why need a field strategy based in achieving better coordination between government agencies? The alignment of programs and actions for land and housing are essential for the sector's long-term viability and success. In the past, the land is in one department and the housing is in another department. Hoy, today, with less bureaucracy, with a new policy, we have in one place the land and the solution for the problems for land, for the property, and the housing. The problem for financing and subsidize the housing in one place, less bureaucracy, better coordination. Second strategy, move towards a more sustainable urban development model. The federal government will use housing finance and subsidies to guide the country's land and urban development. The use of federal funds has been geared towards expanding home ownerships, basically transfers and finance that increase access to housing. We acknowledge that the recent rapid growth of cities has sometimes happened in a disorderly manner without comprehensive planning. This has led to the uncontrolled expansion of urban areas, damaging their sustainability and competitiveness. Government financing and subsidies must simply promote an orderly urban growth. Third strategy, very important, reduce in a responsible manner the housing deficit. To deal with the population dynamics, this year the government is to put forward more than 1 million housing actions, which include various solutions such as a new home building, of course, but also refurbishment and expansions action in both cities and rural areas, amongst others. Of these million actions, more than 500,000 are constructions of new houses, more houses than the last year. We will strengthen the role of commercial banks in mortgage finances and make use of our policy instruments to increase access for two large groups of people who belong to the informal sector but have thus far been largely excluded from mechanisms that have allowed millions of Mexicans to acquire their own home. The armed force and police is the first group of this second is made up by state and municipal workers. More houses, more constructions, more new houses. Fourth strategy, ensure access to respectable home for all Mexicans. A residence becomes a home when it covers all the basic needs and helps increasing the quality of life of those who live in it. The house for the people in poverty conditions is now, for decision of this government, a largest home, a better home, more constructions, a new policy, but for new constructions, more works, and new workers in this area. That is, this is basically the strategies of the government. Estaría encantado de recibir sus preguntas.
Thank you, Secretary. Let me just make a few comments. The first one, as President Peña mentioned 2 days ago, basically this year the current operational rules will be preserved. Any new rules will be established, but will be for the year 2014. This year, basically, as you know, we are going to have subsidies for a little less than 5.8 billion pesos, around $450 million. Together, Infonavit, Foviste, and Sociedad Hipotecaria Federal, along with private sector and public entities, are expected to finance the acquisition of 500,000 new houses with over 500,000 additional housing solutions like improvement, expansion, etc. These actions, the total investment for these actions are around $12 billion. So the commitment of the federal government to preserve the current, as you know, the current subsidies policy will be during this year, and then the announcement will be made for the 2014. Now, as the Secretary was saying, we would like to take, we are ready to take some of your questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, to please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And again, that is star one, and we will pause for a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And the first question will come from the line of Javier Beniol of GBM.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for the call. I have two quick questions. First one, the president mentioned certified developments for sustainable growth. Does this mean that we should expect now developers to certify with the ministry for them to be eligible to sell through a mortgage of Infonavit?
you want to make the second question and then we answer the two
together? My second question will be the subsidies that you expect to go towards the non-affiliate market, is that correct? By 2014, I mean.
Could you repeat your question?
The question to the what did you say?
Sorry?
You say...
Yeah, my second question is the subsidies that you expect to grant in 2014, are they expected to go to the non-affiliate market, or what kind of changes are we expecting on the subsidy line?
Okay. In terms of the certified development, as you know, the Mexican government has the initiative of DUIS, which is Desarrollos Urbanos Integralmente Sustentables. Basically there, as you know, it's a very good initiative that actually tried to put together all the sustainability measures and try to foster that type of initiative, and we have had important success in the past. I mean, there are already some DUIs that are working properly, and subsidies and support have been targeted to those initiatives. That's certainly something that will be preserved this year. And sustainability, as the Secretary was mentioning, is a key factor of the agenda that will be defined during this year and will be in place from 2014. In the terms of the non-affiliate, basically what we, as you know, it is important to promote formality. In that sense, the policies will be aimed to try to increase the formality sector, and that will be also another objective of the new policy that will be announced in time. It's not something that will be announced today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And the next question comes from the line of Rafael Pino of Morgan Stanley.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for this call. I also ask two questions, if I may. The first is, I mean, the fact that the government wants to support more decisively the informal sectors is a bit of a change in policy. It's a shift, certainly. Shift through a demand that's been untapped for a long time. Several initiatives have been done in the past to do it, but no one really did it. That's my opinion, if I may. So I'd like to understand what kind of a structure does the new government wants to put in place in order to assure that both industry and creditors, everybody will embrace that goal. If there's any plan in place, I don't know, credit enhancements, credit track record on the informal workers, and if I may, I'd like to understand as well what's the funding structure. Where is funding coming from? Is funding coming from Fonavit? I believe that it might create some issue here with formal versus informal workers funding. So we'd like to understand a little bit more on that. So the first question would be, if I may summarize, how you want to tackle this issue, if there are any objectives already set in place, or if we should wait for further disclosure down the road. And the second question would be if the government is thinking of doing anything about the situation with the home builders' land banks. Is my understanding that with the policy shift towards a sustainable model, which is also very welcome, there's some problem created with land banks that don't necessarily fit into what would be certified projects. So is there any plan in place in order to help home builders getting past that challenge of reshuffling their land banks in order to be fit to the new standards? Thank you. Sorry if I took too long.
Thanks for your question. First, to clarify, it is not the announcement of President Peña was was not an announcement that actually said that we are going to try to promote or to make more instruments for the informal sector. It's more the other way around. Basically, what we will try to achieve, and that's something that we will develop during this year, is to use the housing policy to promote formality. We are some, as you know, we already have some type of loans like Crediferente or some initiatives that are done by Sociedad Hipotecaria that try to target non-affiliate individuals. But our effort, our initial effort, as President Peña and the Secretary mentioned, will be for example, for policemen, for army forces, and for some individual that actually have a formal job but are not in the Infonavit, but we can create some type of instruments that are discount from the payroll. Those are the type of issues that we are working on, but basically for the main aim of the new policy is to promote formality. In terms of your second question, what I will say is that for this year, what we have in place is what already has been announced, which is the subsidies for the quantity that I mentioned before, and we don't have any other type of initiative for this year. We will be making a further announcement of this when we have the complete package for the 2014 policy. But the thing that we have for this year is exactly what has been announced. There is no other type of program.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I'll let other people. I'll have other questions, but I'll let other people in the queue, and maybe I come up later. Thank you.
And the next question will come from the line of Dan Magoi of Citigroup.
Good morning, and thank you for the call. I have also two questions, if I may. First is, you mentioned one of the priorities is to reduce bureaucracy, and I'm curious to know your opinion whether the creation of a new oversight body or entity, the SEDATU, will actually potentially add bureaucracy and not reduce it. So I'm curious to know the rationale why create a new agency, I guess, in place of a role filled by CONAVI. And then secondly, I think one of the key points that you were raising was to improve the urban planning and reducing urban sprawl. And I'm also curious to know whether the administration, when looking to projects such as the Ciudades Bicentenarios, would highlight that as part of the solution, part of the future, or part of the problem, as that obviously is where a lot of the home builders do have existing land bank. Thank you.
I want to answer your first question. In fact, we are eliminating bureaucracy. We are concentrated, we are consolidated in one option, in one instant, our answers about policy of housing. SEDATU is now the only head of the sector. SEDATU concentrate, consolidate all the policy and distributes that policy in the other options, like Infonavit, like Foviste, like Hipotecaria, or CONAVI. In fact, we are trying to put in one table all the problems and all the solutions for this sector. No, we are not, no estamos pensando ni en nuevos, permisos ni en nuevas regulaciones. We are thinking only in the solutions in one table.
Understood, thanks.
Yeah. Well, basically, in the sustainability issues that you mentioned, we are considering two alternatives. One already that I mentioned, which is DUIS, and we believe that it's a good initiative. We have to be more effective in setting up all the framework and all the pieces of the framework to actually move faster on these DUIS and the SEDATU initiative to have all of the policies and all of the decisions in one umbrella. It's a very good step on that. And the other one is to try to make more intra-urban developments. But those are the type of initiatives, and as the Secretary mentioned, the one very foremost objective of this is to have sustainable housing. The idea of having or attending the housing deficit without thinking about sustainability could lead to higher problems in the future. So that's the main objective of the policy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And the next question comes from the line of Eduardo Torres of DDVA.
Thank you. Thank you for this conference, Secretary. My question is, well, you were talking about 1 million housing actions, of which 500,000 would relate to new constructions. Does that mean subsidized homes for overcoming this housing deficit? And where's the budget going to come from? That would be the first question. And the second one, do you have any estimates on what would be the number on state workers and municipal workers that could be that currently are unattended? Thank you.
Well, on your first question, as I mentioned before, for this year we will have a little less than 5.8 billion pesos to attend. This is around $450 million. We believe that number, if you look at the number over time, you will see that it has an increment, not from 2012, because 2012 was actually an atypical year, but if you take the trend from 2010 to 2013, basically it's a substantial increment. In 2007, what we have was a little more than 3 billion pesos in subsidies, and now we are having 5.7 billion pesos. So basically, what we are seeing is an actual increase over time of the subsidies. As I mentioned, 2012 was the atypical year. In case of workers from states and municipalities, we have had initiatives for 180,000 individuals that need or require some improvement in their houses, and 60,000 that are actually requiring acquisition of some or rents of a housing initiative. So these are workers or employees that are actually they have a good job, they have a good pay job, but they are not an Infonavit and they need that type of policy. It's known that only in the Mexico City there is a lack of around 900,000 houses, including all the necessities. And as I mentioned before, the aim of the policy will be to try to include in our effort the army and the policemen.
Well, for the policemen, about the police, we have 500,000 in the state, and only in the Mexico City, more for 900,000 is the police force.
So it's not all that the whole universe will require, but as you see, those are sectors that are actually important to target. Thank you.
Indeed, thank you very much.
And the next question comes from the line of Dennis Parisian of Deutsche Bank.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks very much for the call. Could you just clarify for me, please, the breakdown that you mentioned, the amount of subsidy that will be targeted for new homes versus the subsidies targeted for other solutions, which I guess are mostly used apartments or houses and refurbishments, and what the percentage increase is year over year in those segments and for the total?
Could you repeat the last part of your question, please?
Yes, the percentage increase year over year versus 2012 in the subsidies for the total and for the individual new homes segment and the others. Mm-hmm.
Well, the first part of your question is basically most of the subsidies are for new houses. There are some programs which are for other type of improvements and initiatives on those sorts, but most of them are for new houses. In terms of the level of subsidies, I don't have here the percentage change, but I would like to mention again that it's not of use to use as a base to compare 2012 because it was an atypical year. In 2012, we see more than 7.5 billion pesos in subsidies, and this year we will be seeing 5.8 billion. But if you see 2011, you will see that the number was 5.1. So, and in 2007, the number was 3.7. So, the typical year is 2012, not 2013. If you look at the long-term trend, which is the one that we should be looking at, it's a positive long-term trend. And it's a very, very substantial effort of the Mexican government to be devoting every year more than $400 million on subsidies.
And the announcement of the president remarked that this year the rules of operation for the application of these subsidies are the same rules of the last year.
Mm-hmm. They are not changing the policy this year.
So the scoring system that was implemented last year will be still in place, the scoring system that gives points for proximity to urban centers, to jobs, to hospitals and schools, that scoring system remains in place?
That system will remain in place for 2013.
Do you have any inclination or can you give us any guidelines at all as to whether or not that is likely to be tweaked, to be increased, to be amplified or de-emphasized in 2014? Can you give us any guidance whatsoever in that direction?
What I could say now is what the Secretary already mentioned, which is the four main objectives of our policy, and which is sustainability, better coordination, reducing the housing deficit, and have access to a more dignified home. The policies and the new public policy will be developed during the year, and the new policy will be implemented for 2014. But the lines of the policy will be around those four main objectives, and the idea is to have a prosper housing sector that actually allows development for all the Mexican individuals.
Understood. I appreciate that. Given the challenges that many home builders struggled with in 2011 and 2012 from a working capital perspective to meet those new criteria and the weakness in asset prices of those developers in the market, there were several initiatives talked about last year from the agencies of the government to help ease those working capital burdens. Is there anything else in that direction forthcoming this year that you can talk about?
What is important to remember is that the housing sector in Mexico, or the housing construction sector in Mexico, it's a very dynamic sector. 77% of the houses that are built in Mexico come from non-listed companies. So it's a very dynamic sector. And as I mentioned before, the type of programs that we have for 2013, those are the programs that have already been announced, and we'll be announcing the new policies for 2014 during this year. But the tools that we have are the tools that are already in place.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And the next question comes from the line of Eric Alhama of Citi.
Yes, hi. My main question was just answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Rodolfo Arroyo of Inca Investments.
Good morning. Thank you, Secretary, for the call. I have two questions, if I may. The first one is about the urban development plan that you should have for 2014. It's kind of a follow-up in the previous questions. If you understand, home builders in Mexico, they had some problems shifting from the, in the previous government, shifting from the a land bank that was focused more in developments in the outskirts of the cities to developments that would be closer to the urban areas. Was the scoring system was even created for that. Now we are talking about maybe more regulation. And I just would like to understand how, if I can, for example, compare what was done in the last government with in the movement that the home builders made towards that development closer to urban areas. If that moving of the land bank is going, if they basically are going to be able to use that new land they acquired for the new developments. So if you're thinking about changing in regulation, when I compared with the previous governments that would require that, for example, developers would be even closer to the urban areas. And the second question would be about the number of homes that are built every year. If I understand, the housing deficit in Mexico is about 9 million, and you have a household formation of about 600,000 to 700,000 families per year. Is this number something that you'd like to address, or basically having at least 600 new homes being built per year? Thank you.
About your first question, now we have local rules in the cities, in the states, and national rules. Now we have only one kind of rules, the national plane of urban development. This instrument consolidate all the regulation and facilitate the housing sector.
I would like to also comment, as mentioned before, and by the secretary, as was mentioned two days ago by President Peña. There will be a transition period. The transition period is up to 24 months. What is important to remember is that what we aim is to have obviously all these objectives, but then when we have the policy, it will be a clear policy, and it will be a policy that can be followed, and will be something that you can actually, there will be not changes or not sudden changes in the policy that will try to give the security and the certainty to the sector to invest in the sector. In terms of the number of houses that you were mentioned, what I would like to say is that the important thing is that the policy should try to aim for sustainability and for a dignified home. And in that sense, is the number of initiatives, probably some initiatives will come from rent, some initiatives will come from new houses. But that's the thing that we will have to discuss during this year. But the idea, the aim, is to have sustainability, which is the only way we believe that we can progress in the and we have a sound development in the sector in the future.
Before we arrive to the government, this sector, the housing sector, repeat in several occasions, the first necessity, the first need for the sector is the coherence, the congruence, one kind of rules, only one rule for all year. This is our answer now. One rule, certeza, security, the sector can plan perfectly. We are sure that this is a very good policy for the sector.
Got it. If I may, just a follow-up, if I compare what you were for basically beginning to what you were developing with your new urban plan, do you see many difference between your approach to the approach followed by the previous government?
Well, I think sustainability and the previous government was the one that put the initiative of two in the first place, and it's a clear effort and a clear trend toward having more sustainable housing in the future, and that's the one that's one of the main objectives that were described by Secretary Ramirez Marin. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And then the next question will come from the line of Roy Yakulik of Bank of America.
Thank you very much. I have kind of two issues I want to ask about, and one has been asked, but not in the same particular fashion, and that's with respect to the land bank. A year ago, we were told by URBI that they would be able to sell 1 billion pesos of excess land, and now we're told they're not going to sell it, and there just apparently is no demand for this peripheral land. And there's been a couple of articles in the local press indicating that the government may establish some type of trust to buy excess lands from the companies and therefore help their balance sheet. So is that the case, or what might the government do to help them? And the second part of my question, I guess, is you say that you want to create a prosperous housing sector that gives security to investors to invest in it. And I would argue that at this time you don't have a prosperous housing sector, and investors are not so secure. And if I look at the price of URBI stock before the crisis, it was 40 pesos. In the height of the global crisis in the first quarter of 2009, it was 11 pesos. And now it's 6 pesos. Okay, I don't think the sector is that prosperous. The companies continually misguidance, whether they're misinterpreting the amount of subsidies and mortgages are available, or they're unable to estimate how they can comply with the requirements for the Dewey projects and the subsidy priorities and such. So they're not able to manage this. And we've been going through what we thought was a transition period of already 18 months, and now we have 24 months of transition to look forward. So are these the concerns of the government, and really what can the government do to help these companies to be more prosperous, to meet guidance, or at least give correct guidance?
Well, thank you very much for your question. I don't want to go into discussing any particular company, because as I mentioned, there are many housing companies and construction companies in Mexico. It's not, and it's a very diversified. What I would like to say is that, what I said before, is what we have in place, the tools that we have in place for these years, those are the tools that have already been announced. As we mentioned, it's almost 5.8 billion pesos in subsidies. And the rules, and I will pass the word to the secretary, and the rules are going to be clear and are going to be preserved during this year. The secretary wanted to make a comment on this.
I want to insist in the first and the principal demand of the sector was certainty. In the last year, they have 22 changes for the operation rules. In this time, we are offered to the sector only one occasion, an unique occasion, to establish the operation rules. The same rules for this year, and time for this concert the new rules in the next year.
Thank you.
Well, I would argue that the rules did not work in 2012, and so what's going to be done to make them better?
What the secretary mentioned, basically there will be only one set of rules. Probably the reason why they didn't work last year is because they have more than 20 changes. And this is something that will not happen this year.
Okay, thank you.
And then the next question comes from the line of Bridget Posh from PIMCO.
Thank you. I have three questions. The first one is basically trying to understand if the government believes that they can achieve this goal without the participation of the private sector, and the private sector meaning the local institutional investors and the offshore investors. So that's the first question. The second question is related to the informal sector and the different products you're trying to develop, either by payroll deduction. I guess in that part, a little bit trying to summarize, but I think the main point I would like to understand in that, is this anything different than what we have seen after the Sofolis, after the Sofol collapse, in which they tried to develop different products for the informal sector, which in the end were not really sponsored by the government entities, starting with FOVID and SHF. And the third point is, do you think the developers will be able to achieve the goals that the government is setting in terms of housing construction with perhaps the lack of funding available in the private sector?
Okay. I would like to first to answer your second question, which is about the informal. As I mentioned before, is these sectors that we are aiming, they are not informal. They are just not, they are non-affiliated, but they are not informal. I mean, a municipal worker, and a state worker, and a policeman, and an army force, army force individual is not informal. It's just not non-affiliated to Infonavit. So the initiatives that we are going to, that we are aiming to, it's initiatives that should be trying to promote the formal sector. Actually, one of the objectives that we have also from the ministry is to get more access to financing through the banks, through the bank system, not through Sofoles. That's something that we would like to promote, and we would like to establish also in the public policy that will be announced for along the year. And
sorry, just before you go to the next part of the question, you mentioned through the banking system. So should we be concerned as investors that we want with the banking sector that the banking sector will start getting to those new products, and perhaps over the next few years will not have the sponsorship of the government as several of investors thought about with the Sofolis during FOVN and then later SHF?
I don't think there is any reason for concern. I don't really know exactly how the logic of the question goes to give some concern about the banking system. As you know, the banking system is highly, it's very well regulated, it's very sound, and it's probably the best tool that we have to promote investment in the sector by giving financing to the sector. Those are the type of things we are working, but there is no reason for any concern or for any. The idea is that the new policy with all these new objectives will be followed with a consistent financing policy from the federal government. But it's that way that it will work. We will have the policy, and then the financing tools that we will have will be the financing tools that are adequate to promote the policy that we would like to achieve. That's the idea, basically. And if you can repeat the last question, please.
Well, so the last question is, well, perhaps I think it's easier to answer the first question, if you think the government can achieve those goals without the private sector being involved, i.e. private sector meaning the local institutional investors and the offshore investors. And then the last question, which is linked to that, is do you think that developers can achieve also the goals from the government without the funding sponsorship of local or offshore investors? And I think that goes into, you know, some of the questions that came earlier about the lack of or the how the developers have been performing in the capital markets, equity or fixed income.
Well, the policies that we have are the policies that that President Peña will establish in the future, and today are policies that are open to investors, and we would like to bring private participation in all, not in only in housing, but in all the sectors of the economy that we are trying to promote. I mean, that's something that will be preserved.
Thank you.
And the final question for today comes from the line of Alan Macias of Bank of America Merrill Lynch.
Hello. Good morning, gentlemen. Just a quick question or clarification on the amount of subsidies for this year. You mentioned $5.7 billion. I believe that an additional budget was approved in a program called Igualdad Entre Mujeres y Hombres for 2.3 billion pesos. Does this 5.7 billion include this or not? And just wanted to know what amount of subsidies in Infonavit special program during the fourth quarter, the amount of subsidies that were advanced from the 2013 budget. I think in November the number was 500 million pesos. Thank you.
There are five secretaries that have some programs that support and are related to housing. But the number that we are giving is the number that is usually is the one that is given, which is the number of subsidies that are given every year for housing, and those are the ones that actually the market looks at it. No, and the number for that specific subsidy. Almost 1.8 billion pesos. Thank you. Those are the ones that go through CONAVI.
And the number for NAPO, and if you can give your efforts for the programa dos por uno with the state governments.
I'm looking for the number of FONAPO to give you the number exactly. Of measures or actions that we will be having, which is for improvement in housing, it will be 45,000 houses in the urban sector and almost 20,000 houses in the rural sector. This has a budget, but my understanding is that some of the initiatives of FONAPO are included in the CONAVI's subsidies. That is the number that I already mentioned.
Thank you.
And at this time, sir, would you like to proceed with your closing remarks?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call. We are at your service. If you have any additional call or comment, you have our emails, and it's important for the federal government to have these conversations with you and to be very clear on the type of objectives that we are trying to achieve or to aim. And I will pass the word to the secretary to the final remarks.
We are absolutely open to have any kind of interview, a personal interview here. We are working for a better coordination, for build more houses, for have new products for the sector. We are absolutely sure that is the correct policy for have a very good policy of social and very good policy for an economic development in the housing sector.
Well, thank you very much.
And this concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.